broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hope you had an absolutely delightful weekend. This is the broadcast for January the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. Really quick, a recap of Friday's broadcast. We broke down the Thursday night's debate, ladies and gentlemen. We wish there was a real constitutionalist to vote for in this election cycle, but so far we don't see one. Cruz goes birther on Trump, kind of a trip. I guess Trump has a Scottish mother, and therefore, I guess you can't... he can't be qualified for president either. The debate rages on about the birther issue. A lot of people are even starting to file lawsuits on Cruz's eligibility issue, so the battle rages on. Is there really a standoff at Malfair Wildlife Refuge? Our buddy Tim Starks on the Stark Hour interviews Eric Parker, vice president of the Three Percenters of Idaho. Starkhour.com if you want to listen to that interview. Very, very insightful. There's not really a standoff at all because it's so casual up there in Oregon. Is the sheriff of Harnett County inciting fear? Is the sheriff, David Ward, trying to hide something? We think the answer is yes on all counts. I guess the Patriot Snow Brigade has been deployed in and around Burns, Oregon. People are just having those militia members shovel snow and stuff. It's crazy. We talked about I'm Not Afraid of the Bully campaign. It's now time to abolish the BLM and the Forest Service. It's now time to pardon the Hammonds. We also talked about Al Jazeera will shut its network in the U.S. That's good news, huh? They should have sold it to Glenn Beck, maybe, huh? All right, second hour on Friday. Walmart to shutter 269, what they call neighborhood stores. Looks like 154 of them in the United States. Obamacare's on life support, some say. I say, don't we wish. Med cottages, they're also known as granny pods. Pretty neat stuff. They say granny pods are the solution for aging elderly. Great way for their loved ones to be with them, but not take away their autonomy. Amazon, slyly behind the scenes, building a shipping company to take on the likes of FedEx and UPS. That's USA Today. Sell everything ahead of a stock market crash, say RBS, that's Royal Bank of Scotland economists. They warn of a, quote, cataclysmic year. Think it's going to be that bad? China has set off a major correction, and they say it's going to snowball. We also talked about how a peanut butter test may detect Alzheimer's. They call it a simple sniff test. May change research using peanut butter. Fascinating, huh? Go inside the Hong Kong new McDonald's. It's called McDonald's Next. And they got asparagus topping on their burgers. They got all kinds of cool stuff going on over there. Pretty interesting, upgraded, healthy McDonald's, if that makes any sense. We also talked about I wanted to be caught, a military veteran robbed the bank. He said, I wanted to get some help from the United States government, the wheelchair-bound robber said. Wow. He just robbed the bank, turned himself in, said, I just need help, and y'all wouldn't pay attention to me. Well, that's an interesting twist because, you know what? The veteran wants help, couldn't get any attention from the government. Ammon Bundy and crew want help, can't get any attention from the government. Do we see a pattern here? And the politicians that want to, what, have us elect them to so-called change Washington? I can't get a hold of them either. I try to get a hold of Rand Paul, nothing but ignore me. I try to get a hold of Ted Cruz, nothing but ignore me. I try to get a hold of Donald Trump, nothing but ignore me. I think those guys are going to go ahead and take care of it. It'd probably be a lot easier to get a hold of Jeb Bush, wouldn't it? All right, that's a recap that took place on Friday, available still on your Roku player. Look for the LNR channel. And on LibertyRoundtable.com. Without further ado, Kirk Crosby is with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, Kurt. I guess there was a Eagle Forum meeting that you had the opportunity to attend on Saturday. We thought we'd get your breakdown, then we'll get Lowell's, then we'll just start rolling. How's that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, most of my breakdown would come from being in the vendor room, because that's basically where I was. I wasn't listening because it was not piped into me. But
we got to get Kurt to attend these once in a while, you know?
What I have to do is clone myself, and then I can be in the, you know, the different locations at the right time. But, you know, I know from the quality and caliber of the people there, you know, that was pretty, I mean, it was a very good event. I even, I mean, I was shoulder to shoulder with the governor for a minute, or, well, for a second or
two. Did you get him to sign the CSPOA resolution while you were at it?
Well, he was actually talking, and I was going to my van to get some more materials, and I actually, you know, I just say walked right by him.
I thought you were going to shoestring tackle him and make him sign the resolution. I mean, come on, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. I should have, you know.
All right. Well, was it just a big old Republican fest waste of time or what?
You know, the thing is that these good folks, the Eagle Forum people, you know, they do all they can to encourage, you know, these
adherence to the platform.
Yeah, and you know, many times the elected officials just forget their oath of office, and so they, these good ladies, typically, you know, I don't mean that all of them are women, but basically you got Phyllis Schlafly, who started the thing, and you've got a whole lot of good ladies that do a bunch of good work. They're pretty, I guess you could say, coordinated. They're, you know, they come up with answers and ways to get things done, and they do amazing work, especially what we might call the kitchen militia is operating in great fashion, both here and in many other state houses, I believe.
How many people attended the conference, Kurt?
I would say there's around 200 or so, you know, and these are people paying, folks are paying for a nice lunch and, you know, to cover the facility in the $30 range, 40, I can't remember what the number was, but, you know, we were able to assist with the printing and, you know, and get those things done. And by the way, if you're a Give Me Liberty Fund member, you can be, well, access that printing at those favorable prices as well, GiveMeLibertyFund.com. You know, the thing that happened...
Hopefully these guys are all joining. Again, a couple hundred people joining the GiveMeLibertyFund.com.
Right. And we passed out the Give Me Liberty Fund flyer, and, you know, and we did our best to let folks know about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Of course, mentioned Liberty Roundtable and Liberty News Radio. You know, those are the main focuses that we have while we encourage some folks to pick up a little bit of raw honey. And by the way, we shipped a case of raw honey the other day to, Boca Raton, Florida.
Because of the...
pretty interesting.
Because of the Eagle Farm or what?
No, this was part of our ongoing... what would you call it?
Liberty Roundtable
Farmers
Live.
Market events and things. And this little lady, little girl at BYU had picked up a little bit of our, one of my favorite honeys and sent it to her
little
dad.
Little girl,
for
is she like a prodigy child or something?
Well, I mean, a woman there at BYU.
Oh, so she's not really a little girl. She's a grown woman. All right.
Yeah, I don't know the size of her, but I know her dad was pretty happy about that honey, and we shipped it all the way to Boca Raton, Florida. Yeah.
Usually college students anyway, don't like to be called little girl, but anyway, just saying.
Good point. Anyway, the Eagle Forum folks did wonderful things. They're gearing up now to be up at the state capitol and watch carefully.
And watch the 45-day hardcore abuse session unfold, don't they?
Yeah, that's right, and try to make it less abusive.
Amen to that.
Any way possible. So, you know,
man, you know what? They got a row to hoe, buddy.
They
you
do.
Right now.
I mean, you know, that's talking about a lot of good hard work.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so overall, a good time was had. It was all peaceful. No one got all crazy and violent or anything.
No, you know, they were unaware that I was, you know, maybe nobody had noticed that I was around, but, you know, other than that, it was pretty safe, you know.
All right. I heard Scott Bradley, our buddy, was there too.
Yes, he was, and he did, you know, I mean, his usual marvelous job, I'm sure. You know, I mean, I had no reports of any, you know, failure by Dr. Scott Bradley.
Our buddy Lowell Nelson was there, too.
Yes, he was. He was in, of course, fine form, you know, basically gathering info and preparing it for this morning.
Well, Kurt got the outside scoop.
Yes.
Promoting Liberty Roundtable Live, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, GiveMeLibertyFund.com, and, of course, Ron Hunter to your door, call 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. The inside scoop coming up from Lowell Nelson in seconds on your radio.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back to the live. This half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think powermall.com. You get 10% off Gary Null products immediately now. Do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. All right, we're talking about the Eagle Forum Convention for the state of Utah that took place over the weekend. I had a delightful weekend. Hopefully you did as well. Lowell Nelson with us, campaignforliberty.org. Kurt Crosby broke down last segment, the outside in the vendors area. What happened? A couple of hundred people attended, great people. The governor for the state of Utah was there, all kinds of people. Lowell Nelson had a front and center seat. Hello, welcome, sir.
Well, thanks for having me, gentlemen. Yes, I was one of the tables, just one table shy of the very front. So I had a good view and of everything and could hear everything perfectly, except I missed the first two speakers, U.S. Representatives Chaffetz and Love. But from then on, I was there, and I was dismayed to hear U.S. Representative Chris Stewart express support for a discussion about a CONCON and an interest in eliminating the cloture rule in the Senate. But fortunately, Senator Mike Lee, who spoke right after him, hold perfectly opposite viewpoint on both of these issues. So, yeah, it was a great thing. Obviously, we can't cover the whole event in the limited time we have on this show, but I can give you some highlights if you like. And so I'll do that. Glenn Wright, who works closely with Phyllis Schlafly and back in Washington, D.C. on a daily basis, was there. She flew out for the event. And I thought her talk was notable because she called to our remembrance the story of Esther, who, as those who know, faced a great dilemma. Should she speak to the king in behalf of her people, the Jews, at the peril of her own life, or should she instead watch the extermination of her people in comfortable silence, which would, of course, been very uncomfortable because she actually had a heart. And so Glenn Wright was just asking us, is it possible that you, ladies and gentlemen, were born for such a time as this? And so she is encouraging us to, you know, whatever we are doing to defend and reclaim our liberty, to please continue to do that. And one of Phyllis's favorite questions, according to Glenn, is a very simple question, which I want to echo here. Are you doing anything useful? Has anyone ever asked you that, Sam? Are you doing anything useful?
Yeah, I've had people ask me that. I also have had people tell me that what I'm doing is not useful at all.
Well, it's a great question for us to introspect from time to time. Also there was a gubernatorial candidate, Jonathan Johnson, who quoted Ronald Reagan several times, one of which was in his 1989 farewell address. He said, "All great change in America begins at the dinner table." End of quote. And of course, Sam, this is something you and Kurt have been saying for years when you talk about informing the electorate. Basically, let's give them something to discuss at the dinner table, and hopefully citizens throughout the country will discuss substantive matters at the dinner table, and we'll find that we're populated with citizens who are interested in more than just a cold beer in the fridge, a TV that works, and a toilet that flushes. It was fun to hear several of the speakers. They tore into Common Core, No Child Left Behind, and the Every Student Succeeds Act. Others lambasted Obamacare and the Medicaid expansion. Tim Irwin, our friend, described a bill that would establish a charity care clinic, which is really a viable alternative to government-sponsored medical care. Rod Arquette, who's a pretty popular talk show host in the mainstream media, but has liberty-minded leanings, he described how a typical media outlet works, where they have a morning meeting where reporters try to sell their stories, get the decision-makers excited about stories that they're following, and then they get their assignments, they go out, do their research, they have a midday meeting, decide what they're going to lead with, and so forth, and then they publish their stories, you know, whether it's television, radio, or newspaper, or whatever. But the bottom line here is that all media outlets are designed, number one, to attract an audience. Why do they want an audience? Because they want to attract advertisers. Why do they want to attract advertisers? Because they want to make money. Do you have any comments on that, you two who have been in the media business for over 20 years?
Yeah, you know, I give presentations all over the country called He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules, and another presentation called New Media Takes Center Stage. That is how the mainstream press works, except for in that cycle, you know, he talked about the reality of that cycle. That's true. But he forgets to mention a couple of tidbits that I think are really relevant. Number one, advertisers rule the game. In other words, you never do stories that could negatively impact your advertisers, and that's one of their big compromised scenarios. The second one is there's what's called the velvet hammer in the business, where, you know what, if you start bringing up too many edgy stories that they don't want you to talk about that either offend their advertisers or upset the political apple cart, so to speak, then they will bring upon you the velvet hammer. What they'll do is they'll praise you, tell you how incredible you are. At the same time, they'll give you, "We don't talk about that. It isn't very helpful. You know, you could lead us into the new century. I mean, you're the best talk host in the world." Kind of, they'll praise you till the cows come home. and then they'll deliver that blow, but you better fly right kind of an idea. And either you get it and you shut up or you're out. And that's really the way the media works, and most people don't understand that. You've seen more people quit, more people get fired, more people leave under this velvet hammer scenario in the last 5 or 6 years than we've seen in the whole first 15 or 20 I've been at this. And so it's really interesting to see he's right about how it works. It's a very negative thing because, you know what, the First Amendment is freedom of the press. And I guess when you have these big corporate advertisers and these big, huge corporations that finance and drive the whole game, it's pretty hard when the almighty dollar crushes the little guy. And that's what seems to happen. And that's why, you know, I've had opportunities to work for radio companies, and I refuse. That's why I started Liberty News Radio. That's why we do Liberty Roundtable, because we want to shake up that narrative, and we're not beholden to anybody. And if we lose an advertiser, frankly, we don't care. Okay, we just don't care. I know that sounds a little bit crazy. It's like, Sam, what do you think, and how do you run a business like that? Because to us, it's not necessarily a business in the traditional sense.
Well, the good news here on your show, it's my understanding, Sam, you and Kurt solicit help from advertisers who love the message. I mean, the reason they support you and your shows is because they are just as interested in the truth, getting the facts out there to the public, as you are, right?
In most cases, yes, that's certainly who we look for. They're very hard to find. They're far and few between. But we do look for those kind of advertisers. We also look towards good, honest, supporting members. I would, donations and that kind of stuff. It's kind of an awkward situation. We don't want to beg for money. At the same time, every penny you give us will be used to grow our presence in the media. And if you want to help us, click on Help Us Grow at LibertyRoundtable.com. Now, one of the most important speakers that you mentioned to me that was there, is Senator Margaret Dayton of the state of Utah. She spoke on the sanctity of life. In my opinion, if the Republicans really want to gain ground, look, they got control of the House and the Senate. Now they're gearing for the White House. They better jump on this sanctity of life bandwagon, but I haven't heard a word. But this is one of the most critical, in my opinion, components of being successful for anybody who's truly conservative,
I totally agree, Sam. The key question that Senator Dayton asked on Saturday was this. She asked us to consider the reaction of the American people to the loss of lives of 20 first graders at Sandy Hook Elementary School, and compare that with the reaction of the American people to the loss of the lives of 20 babies who lost their lives due to abortions that same day. Okay?
Now, let me stop you and make this clear. So we're saying 40 people died that day, folks.
Yep.
20 first graders at Sandy Hook, and then 20 babies were murdered due to abortion. And the reaction about the 21st graders was appropriate. Outrage, anger, frustration. But the reaction about the babies murdered due to abortion, not even a blink.
Yeah, it's so commonplace, unfortunately, that people have no compunction about it anymore. That's
quick break, And by the way, nobody call me and tell me Sandy Hook was a psyop. I get it. I understand. It's not part of the discussion today, but I understand what some are saying. No matter what, the loss of life is tragic, and let's stay on this sanctity of life message for seconds in minutes on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on your radio. We're talking about the Eagle Forum Convention meeting that took place last Saturday, 2 days ago. Margaret Dayton, senator from Utah, doing a great job talking about the sanctity of life and comparing. Hey, we had 40 people die on the day of Sandy Hook. 20 first graders died. The reaction was appropriate. Anger, outrage, frustration, sadness, disappointment. Okay? But the 20 babies that were murdered due to abortion on that same day didn't even get a blink back on tears. Not even a consideration. What a tragic day in America. She gives other poignant examples. I want to get to those in a second, Lowell, but I want to say this before we do. You know, it's sad to me. How many Republican debates have we had? At least 4, 5, 6, something like that. And I didn't really hear a single debate piece about the sanctity of life and about the critical abuse that's taking place. 50-plus million babies murdered since Roe versus Wade. Not even a real discussion about that. Oh, it might have been brought up a little bit in passing. They might say, oh my gosh, Trump was the pro-choice candidate. Now, is he going to change his mind or where does he stand? Same thing with Mitt Romney in years ago debates, but not a real effort to change the game or discussion at all, Lowell.
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. And before we proceed too far from this particular topic, I need to make one important clarification. I don't know whether Margaret Dayton actually put a number on the number of babies that were killed by abortion.
No, I have. It's been in the news many times.
But thinking about that over the break, I just looked up on the web to see what the real numbers are. I mean, the 20 versus 20 was for the purpose of comparison. I mean, and it's a valid question, obviously. But the web is telling me that in 2013. There were 2,700 babies aborted per day in the United States. That's only in the United States. There's far more when you consider the whole world, apparently, according to the World Health Organization. But 2,700 per day in the United States in the year 2013. And, you know, that's almost as many people as were killed on 9/11. It was about 3,000. Well, we got 2,700 babies per day losing their lives, and this other website says that in Utah, 0.3% of all abortions abortions in the United States occur in Utah, and so I take 2,700 times 0.3%. I get 80 abortions per day in the state of Utah. So anyway, those are sobering statistics, but I just wanted to clarify that, else you're going to have a lot of people emailing you and calling you, trying to say, look, it's a lot more than 20 per day in the United States, and so I apologize for putting a number out there.
It's all right. The point is 20 at Sandy Hook and 20 plus, and then we can debate the plus all day long. But the point is, why the difference in the reaction? She also brings up our national bird for a point as well.
Well, there's a law against the killing an eagle or an eaglet. You know, the bald eagle is the national bird for the United States, and there's a law against destroying an eagle. And yet, we don't punish someone for destroying a human life. I mean, look at the hypocrisy of that position, of that policy that we as Americans have adopted, Sam. It just makes no sense.
Well, unless you're pro-death, unless you just love death and destruction, unless you hate the human family.
Well, there's too many people living on the earth, Sam. We got to depopulate. Isn't that what we got
to
do?
Heck no, man. The Lord said in the Bible there's room enough to spare, buddy, and that populate or replenish the earth mantra, guidance from God, has never been rescinded, sir. So I'm just taking it out of the playbook of the author of Liberty, sir.
Absolutely right, Sam. And my question was just simply playing the devil's advocate. There is enough room. In fact, I did the math on this one day. Several years ago, you took the whole population of the world, which at the time I did the math was 6 billion people. Obviously, it's more than that, probably 7 billion by now. But you can put every single person in the state of Washington and every square yard in the state of Washington can accommodate one person standing arm's length from every other person. That's 6 billion people in the state of Washington. Don't tell me the planet is overcrowded.
All you got to do is find out how many acres of ground are in the world, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, there is a lot of room. Maybe, you know, people who grow up in the skyscrapers of Manhattan or the hood or whatever, you know, their world view is very different from those of us who live out here in the West, the arid deserts, where you go for miles and miles without seeing a human being. Obviously, if you live in tenements, In urban cities, then yeah, it feels as though there's no room left for anybody else. But I'm here to tell you that most of the earth is not populated. There is room and enough to spare for all of God's children on this green planet.
By the way, there's 36.48 billion acres of ground on the planet.
Big number.
So 36.48. Now you got to what? Take 7 billion. And then you got to find out how many acres per person. So what, 36.48 billion divided by 7 billion. You know, what do you got, 5 acres a person about?
Yeah, that's amazing.
All right, just kind of saying, people. Now you would say, well, some of that's not inhabitable, Sam. I agree. But not everybody needs 5 acres either, people.
And some of those people are babies and they're not full-grown adults. You can put a whole family on an acre, and they can live.
Yeah, so Sam Bushman and his family, if you did 5 acres a person, they'd get 50 acres.
Yeah, you'd be a king, man.
And if you had 50 acres, I know now big farmers would say that's not enough ground, but if you want to have a lot of self-sustaining realities in terms of gardening and chickens, and you know, you could do pretty well. And if you also got together as neighborhoods and had several acres for the cow or for the this or for the that, there's plenty of ways to make that. People, there's plenty of room. Don't believe the lie. The sanctity of life is critical, and I pray we can get the Republican Party and the Democratic Party to consider the pro-life stance. The whole purpose of government is to protect life, not snuff out life. Margaret Dayton, totally on target for her incredible speech there. Now, you want to talk about a movie. You watched you wild-eyed, terroristic Lowell grabbed his wife's hand, took her on a date to a movie. Now, what do you think of that, people?
Well, I know it was really radical, but this movie is based on fact. It's a true story, apparently. It's called Bridge of Spies. Tom Hanks is the star actor in the movie. He plays the part of James Donovan, who is a New York insurance lawyer recruited by the CIA to defend an accused Soviet spy named Abigail Abel. No, is that his name? Rudolph. Rudolph Abel. And this occurred, I think, in the 1940s, maybe the 1950s, but I think it was the 40s. Wonderful movie. If you haven't seen it yet, I do recommend. And probably, you know, it's probably Hollywooded to some extent. I would like to go back and read the real story, but from the look of it, it seemed to me like it was pretty true to life. I mean, Jim Donovan, the lawyer, sought constitutional protections for his client, the accused Soviet spy, and the judge flatly denied them. In other words, he's saying you have to have a search warrant in order to use the evidence that the FBI found when they invaded, knocked down his door and invaded his apartment. And the judge said, no, you don't. Yeah, the fruit of a warrantless search. They allowed that evidence in the courtroom, helped convict this Soviet spy and put him in prison. Well, thanks to Jim Donovan's solicitation of the judge, he instead of being executed, the Soviet spy was simply imprisoned for 30 years. Well, it turns out that Jim Donovan, having worked in the insurance industry for so long, knew he was hedging his bets, and he feared that at one time there might be a U.S. serviceman fall into the hands of the Soviets. And just that very thing happened. A U-2 pilot named Powers was shot down, fell into the hands of the Soviets, and basically this movie portrays the negotiation that Jim Donovan made with the Soviets for and behalf of the U.S. to trade or to exchange prisoners, so Powers for Abel, basically. And I don't know, fascinating movie. And the reason, two reasons to mention this movie, Sam. Number one is that it helps to set the stage for a discussion about the U.S.-Iran situation this past week. And then number two, it's historical, and I think we need to learn from our history. And peace really is the answer, and war is not. And I think if we had executed the spy, the accused Soviet spy, then we would not have had any bargaining power to retrieve Powers.
Once again, pro-life being at the center.
Absolutely. Exactly right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's quite a long movie. It's 141 minutes long. It's PG-13, and looks like a pretty good movie. It's under the drama thriller idea. Came out in 2015. Pretty neat stuff. Ron Paul wrote a column relating to a lot of this. We'll tell you about it in seconds. Great prose for peace. Great prose for pro-life. On Liberty Roundtable Live, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, in this movie, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Donovan means what he says. They've chosen someone who passionately believes in the law he represents and the Constitution on which his country stands. Tremendous stuff. An interesting movie. It's a PG-13 Steven Spielberg flick. Bridge of Spies is the name of it. And we're dovetailing this incredible movie with Ron Paul's column that came out. It just came out over the weekend. It's all talking about Iran. It's all talking about peace and solutions and the benefits that have happened here, Lowell.
Yes, yesterday, January 17th, is the date on his column, When Peace Breaks Out with Iran. I love the name because it's a play on the words. I mean, usually we talk about war breaking out. Well, Ron Paul is talking about when peace breaks out with Iran, and he basically illustrates in this column that good things can happen when people talk with one another. Of course, he first rehearses the facts about the 10 U.S. Navy personnel who were captured in Iranian waters earlier in the week, or maybe it was last week. I don't know exactly when that was, but just very recently. And, of course, the Pentagon kept changing the story about how those seamen came to be in Iran's waters. But had the U.S. not been making peace and trying to make peace with Iran over the past several months, the outcome for those 10 seamen may very well have been quite different. Well, fortunately, our Secretary of State John Kerry and his counterpart in Iran, they were talking on the phone several times and basically communicating over this week, just these recent several days. And then Iran made a very important and very rational decision. They released the 10 seamen. Instead of escalating, says Ron Paul, the Iranian government fed the sailors and sent them back to their base in Bahrain. And then on Saturday, the Iranians released 4 Iranian Americans from prison, including the Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian. On the U.S. side, several Iranians held in U.S. prisons, including 6 who were dual citizens, were granted clemency. The 7 were in prison for seeking to trade with Iran in violation of the decades-old U.S. economic sanctions. This mutual release came just hours before the United Nations certified that Iran had met its obligations under the nuclear treaty signed last summer, and that, accordingly, U.S. and international sanctions would be lifted against the country. End of quote for Ron Paul there. Isn't that just totally awesome, you guys?
Well, we've got a lot of trade that was done. Talking works. Ron Paul and Rand Paul have said that forever. And the mainstream press, and especially in the debates, have just mocked and jeered and laughed and made fun of them. What, now the truth comes out?
Yeah, and here we got Iran. The media would spin you a lie that says Iranians hate America and they're all radical and they won't talk to us. There's no chance of communicating, no hope of negotiating anything with them. Well, boom, in 1 week, just this last week, is pure proof, demonstration, proof in the pudding that you can talk to, that when you talk with people, good things can happen. The Iran is the country that, nobody could talk to. That's what we were led to believe by the lamestream media for the past several years.
That and North Korea.
And yeah, and we have to go to war with them, and we have to fight, and we have to bomb them, we have to...
And we got to shut them down, because anytime they do anything, it'll be for a harmful, hostile, violent, warmongering intent, right?
That's right. Well, it just tickles my it just tickles me that these peaceful developments, just they must have the neocons going crazy with frustration. as Ron puts it, he says, quote, "Events this week have dealt a harsh blow to Washington's neocons, who for decades have been warning against any engagement with Iran. These true isolationists were determined that only regime change and a puppet government in Tehran would or could produce peaceful relations between the U.S. and Iran." End of quote. Well, you and I, Sam, we both know we cannot expect the neocons to apologize for their misplaced fervor. We cannot expect them to admit the foolishness of their ways. In fact, they've just been complaining about that negotiating with Iran is, that's a sign of weakness.
But we can pray they will. Ron Paul's column, "When Peace Breaks Out with Iran," it'll be up on Liberty Roundtable soon. It's everywhere. Check it out today. Now, there is one sad tidbit about this, and the headline says this. U.S. to pay Iran $1.7 billion in debt and interest.
Wow.
All right. Dateline, Mr. Kerry tells us the details. We got to pay Iran big money because of the Islamic Revolution. Anyway, that goes on. Now they say, due to the fact that we've dropped the trade barriers too, Iran will unleash oil flood, will quintuple crude revenue in 2016. That's according to Zero Hedge. So you're going to see a lot of crazy things happen this year, folks. Beware of that. They say with sanctions lifted, Iran will now have access to $100 billion plus in frozen funds as well, and will be able to increase its oil revenue exponentially, even as prices remain suppressed. So that's very interesting tidbit, in my opinion.
Well, I like the fact that we're lifting the sanctions and increasing trade. And if that makes the price of oil go down, you know, that's good for consumers, although it does put a crimp in the lives of oilmen in the United States, many of whom have been laid off in the recent months. As we have seen oil prices fall, there have been a lot of people losing their jobs in the oil industry in the United States.
All we got to do is toss a tiny tariff on that. It'll take care of things. It'll decrease our taxes, and it'll be great for everybody.
Well, you know, and if people will have the wisdom and the good common sense to do that, then wonderful. But I think overall, I think this is a positive development.
There's no question. More peace, more talk, more trade. And again, I'm not trying to be hostile, but I'm just saying an appropriate small tariff on there can raise tremendous money to take care of the proper role of limited government. It could decrease the abuse on the American taxpayer. And it can still benefit Iran and other countries around the world as competition becomes center stage. That's what we need to see happen.
It would protect our industries as well. That was one of the reasons for the tariffs. Another little part to this picture is those guys that work in the oil business, they actually have to fuel their cars. Many times we see these disruptive technologies, if you will. In other words, places like North Dakota or South Dakota or whatever, Texas, where they figure out how to do this fracking and get some oil out of the ground, that's a disruptive technology. And then people have to, quote, retool, if you will, and figure out what else to do. But the bottom line is, hey, it's part of the American free enterprise system, especially if you get big government out of it.
Yeah, we're thinking of maybe driving to Missouri and doing some church history tour stuff and seeing some personal friends and a bunch of things this spring. I think that lower oil deal might just, you know what, make that happen, you know?
Yes, sir.
So that's pretty cool. Then we'll spend money in hotels and on food and travel around, and good things will be happening for everybody. Maybe we could even meet some Iranians and make some friends. Just imagine crazy stuff like that. I'm just talking terroristic, you know, everywhere.
Only problem about this is, what about if you're selling bombs and bullets.
No, I'm not selling bombs and bullets. I don't want to sell bombs and bullets.
You know, and all those things. Those poor companies, they just, you know, they just hate it when peace breaks out, don't they, Lowell?
Yeah, it's kind of like the pharmacist is just all mad. Everybody's all healthy and stuff. The funeral homes are all mad.
That's
nobody's
right.
dying.
Upsetting.
All right.
They're upset because they can't dispense the drugs to the people who aren't sick.
All right, final Ruin quick story economy. Before the end of the hour. Senate majority favors audit the Fed. Now, I know they want you to believe this was a big loss for us, and it was a loss. But let's not be too negative. There's a lot of silver lining in them clouds there, Lowell.
Yes, the U.S. Senate last Tuesday voted 53-44 on Rand Paul's bill to audit the Fed. Now, in the Senate, we have this cloture rule. In order to end debate, you need 60 votes to end debate. And so they only got 53 votes on that motion, and therefore they couldn't end debate on the bill to actually vote on it. And so basically it's a procedural thing, but that's the reason why, even though they got 53 votes, which is a majority, the motion to move that bill forward still failed. And so that's the disappointment. But the good news is 53 senators voted for it. And another good news is that we know the 44 senators who voted against the bill. And so, you know, we urge you to look up. You can go to campaignforliberty.org website to get a list of the senators who voted for the bill and those who voted against it. And then you, if your senator, if you live in a state whose senator voted against it, then call that senator up and give him a piece of your mind. Make sure that you have a senator who in the future will vote for this bill in the next Congress.
Where was the Utah people on this, Lowell?
Yeah, both of them voted for it.
Ooh, Orrin Hatch even. Wow.
Yeah, in fact, Orrin Hatch was a co-sponsor of the bill. Now, it maybe he was voting for it just because it was a safe vote, knowing that they didn't have the 60. I mean, those kinds of games they play sometimes. But I'm just here to tell you that ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, we must end the Fed. And auditing the Fed is just one important step toward that final objective. And a shout out and a big, big thank you to every one of you who called your senators prior to the vote, urging them to vote for auditing the Fed.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Lowell, my friend, thank you so much, sir. Godspeed.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
Lowell Nelson doing a great job, ladies and gentlemen. CampaignForLiberty.org. Check it out today. Even if you're not in the state of Utah, go to your campaign coordinator and make friends and get working on things for solutions, ladies and gentlemen. Please do. CampaignForLiberty.org. Our website, LibertyRoundTable.com. Click on Help Us Grow to get involved today. This nation shall endure.